All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a little different because I'm kind of doing some things while I'm doing the show, or the, it's always a show, right? It's always some form of entertainment here, but on Grim's Hentai Games Corner, and yes, this is a hentai game. I know it hasn't really gotten real hentai yet, but it gets actually really disturbing and disgusting. Not maggot baits disturbing, but it's, you know, definitely a dark one. So, we're gonna get to that, but guys, I'm doing some shit, so I'm not even in my chair. Like, I'm literally kneeling next to the microphone. I know it's gonna sound weird, but this is what I'm doing, and we're gonna continue doing this while I'm doing all this other shit. So, enjoy it. And yeah, there'll be parts of this where I'm kinda finished, cause this is a three-parter. You know, this is what we're doing this week, Gore Screaming Show. And Friday, we got something really fucked up for you, so stay tuned for that, too. Shinta calls out to him during lunch break. Didn't you bring lunch today? I overslept and forgot to make it. Huh? Hold on. Did you just say, make it? Yeah. Yeah, didn't I tell you? I make my own lunches. Huh? Don't your mom, your grandma, or your sisters make it for you? Shinta stands on tiptoe and taps Kyoji on the shoulder. You're green, Kyoji. Way too green. Men nowadays need to know how to make their own lunches or they won't survive out there. Amen to that! Besides, my mom, grandma, and sisters all have stuff to do. It's easier for everyone if I make it myself. He says, plus if I just pack leftovers, I can save my allowance, got it? Yeah, see, I got no problem with that. Especially since, yeah, he saves his allowance because he's packing the old what you had for dinner last night. No problem with that. It's a hell of a lot better than a Lunchable or what I got. I got a bologna sandwich. You know, it was never my thing. Bologna and always processed American cheese, you know. For those of you who haven't had processed American cheese, it's like the most bland. It's hard for me to describe the taste, but it's not good. Of all the things that you think would be alright in American culture, you know, since we have flavored everything, we got Peeps flavored Pepsi, guys, and I've had like two of those, and they're good. If you have low blood sugar like me, they're great, but if you're a normal human being, you're gonna get like super diabetes, so like be careful of drinking those. But, basically, guys, yeah, what I was saying is, our cheese is just, it's a fucking insult. Everybody's cheese is better than American cheese. I'm just gonna fucking let you know that now. American cheese is fucking awful. They must have fed it to the soldiers for rations, and we've been eating fucking military ration cheese. Like, somebody's gonna go into the history of American cheese and find out it had something to do with a war, and they had war rations. They had to make, like, the shittiest cheese available for the soldiers so they wouldn't go hungry. I've been eating their fucking shitty ration cheese all my life, and I will take fucking cheddar, I will take pepper jack, I love cheddar, sharper the better. But yeah. Grimlord's not gonna fucking talk about cheese this whole time. We know you want a game. You've really got it rough, don't you? I guess, but for... I guess, but forget all that. Let's get going. The yakisoba bread's gonna run out if we don't hurry. Yeah. Let's go together then, or sorry, I've got somewhere to go. Huh. Well guys, since this is my first run, I really don't know what choices I'm making or what's gonna happen. But, let me see. Let's go on the wild side and say, hey, nah, I got somewhere to go. Sorry, I've got somewhere to go today. I'll get something to eat later. Yeah, alright, see you later. With that, Shinta hurries out of the classroom. Kyoji looks around the classroom. He can't spot Kika. She's probably in that room again. He decides to stop by there before he goes to the lunch... to the school store, rather. If she's where he thinks she is, having lunch with her might be nice. Kyoji slowly climbs up the stairs to the special school ward's third class. But as he goes up the stairs, he hears something that makes him hurriedly hide behind the wall. Sadashima's cronies are occupying the staircase's landing. Oh, so you're saying Misono and the new kid went to the same school? That's what the girls are saying. Seriously? So you think the new kid is going out with Misono? Huh? Kyoji almost trips over his own feet. How do they jump to that conclusion? Do they think that if Guy has any history with a girl, the two of them have to be an item? He always thought those guys were dumb from the moment he first saw them, but now he's sure of it. These guys are complete dumbasses. Well, I don't know if they're a thing, but it still pisses me off. Beyond Kazuyagi and Miss... Between Kazuyagi and Misono, it's like all the girls Sadashima's gunning for have something to do with the new kid. Is it just me or is the new kid bad news? Like, I'm getting some real bad mojo from him, for realsies. For realsies, brah? Kyoji almost wants to ask what language they're speaking, but he manages to hold back. Now he knows that Sadashima's trying to play the whole field. Not only is he trying to get with Akane, but Kika as well. That really does put Kyoji in his way. Kyoji doesn't have the kind of relationships with them that Sadashima's flunkies think he does, but it's true that he's on better terms with the girls than Sadashima is. In the end, Kyoji continues climbing up the stairs, heading to the former astronomy club's room. Kika isn't there, though. After school, Shinta quickly packs his things and gives Kyoji a wave. Good luck with cleanup duty. Shut the hell up and get out of here. Shinta leaves cackling. Akane approaches him expressionlessly, as if taking Shinta's place. Let's go, Kyoji. Ah. With that moody reply, Kyoji stands up. Today was just hell. The class meeting was terrible. Now he's been punished with cleaning duty. Kika wasn't in the room during lunch either. He wanted to see her after school, but that's no longer possible. And to top this terrible day off. Unfortunately... Unfortunately, I have to go to the hospital today. My wounds ache, so I have to leave early. Oh, you fucking... As soon as the fifth class of the day ended, Sadashima said this and left early. The smug way he rubbed his bandaged arm was so provocative, just thinking about it pisses Kyoji off, as it ought to. Sadashima wasn't even hurt that bad, he's just exaggerating. Yeah, the guy's a fucking prick. He started it. I guess. Do you really mean what you just said? Kyoji casts a sidelong glance at Akane, who looks back at him annoyed. What's with that tone? You got a problem with my tone? That's how I always talk. Kyoji angrily shoves the door to the storage room open. Akane slams it back shut with just as much force, shouting back at him. Oh, trust me, I know that. That's not what I meant. But just then, Akane's voice dies down. Right. What? Akane fidgets for a moment, then looks at Kyoji, her cheeks a bit red. Say, Kyoji, how do you feel about Sadashima-kun? Look, I have no idea where this question is coming from. Pretty sure it's clear I can't stand the guy. That's saying it fucking mildly. I didn't mean it like that. Then what did you mean? That's exactly what I was just about to say, folks. I know that Sadashima-kun has a bad reputation. They say he does some nasty things, so I think he's an idiot. You think he's an idiot? I know he's an idiot. That's the difference between me and you. And all the guys around him are bad kids. But, I do think he looks after people, right? And even though he says things that are kind of sleazy, he's, relatively nice to the girls. Oh wow, we'll give him some fucking brownie points for that. Yeah, because he has ulterior motives! Right! See, there's a difference. I was reading this in an article. And basically, it was... There's guys that are just like, there's guys that are nice because they think they're gonna get laid, and then there's guys that just, you know, they don't have to be nice, and the girls can tell the difference between whether you're a nice guy or you're just a guy that's acting nice. And Sadashima obviously is a guy that's acting nice. He's not a nice guy by any fucking means, so he's more unlikely to get on with some of the girls than would a nice guy. Let me help you with this, let me help you with that. Where Sadashima, you know, he's a little different, I guess. But absolutely, he is fucking scum, but he does know how to play the game. Watching Akane be so careful picking her words frustrates him. You're going this far to defend Sadashima? I don't know why I am, but look, I mean, everybody has their good qualities. Not everybody is just complete fucking scum, although some are definitely more than others. That bitter feeling fills Kyoji's heart. Oh, is that right? Fine, yeah, I get it. I see you hold Sadashima-kun in very high regard, so you don't have to go out of your way to explain any further. Bruh, I think maybe that's exaggerating a bit. Hold on, what's with that tone? If you've got something to say, just say it. Not really, I mean exactly what I said, and I've got nothing more to say. But just so you know, that guy said he... What? Never mind. If I hook up with Kazuyagi, that mean I'd fucked his used goods. Like hell am I. Kyoji doesn't like the fact that Sadashima said that. That's what started the fight. But it's possible that he truly does like Akane, albeit in his stupid, brainless way. Maybe those dirty words stem from plain old petty jealousy. And if Akane really does feel something for Sadashima, Kyoji isn't in any position to comment on it. Come on, let's clean up. I don't want to stay here forever. Yeah. By the time they finish cleaning, there's no one in the classroom. Kyoji grumpily shoves his textbooks into his bag. Akane, who has also finished getting ready to leave, comes up to him with an awkward expression on her face. I've got club activities, so I'll get going. Bye. Yeah. Oh, sorry, my bad, guys. Akane hurries out of the classroom. Left all alone in the classroom, Kyoji angrily snaps his bag shut and kicks his chair. Damn. After a dinner that's as strange as always, Kyoji returns to his room. He can't gather the motivation to practice the guitar today. His awkward conversation with Akane is still echoing in his thoughts. I've got club activities, so I'll get going. Bye. Did he upset her somehow? Kyoji rolls over on top of his bed, his lips contorted into a frown. However, he doesn't feel like he said anything wrong. He does think Sadashima's a nasty piece of shit. He is. So he can't understand why Akane's willing to defend a guy like him. Still. Yeah. Yeah, I hate Sadashima's group, but I just don't have the courage to confront them like you do. But I'm just scared of them, man. Some guys they beat up had to go to the hospital. When Shinta told him that, Kyoji realized that while he was away from Kirihito, Shinta must have dealt with a lot of stuff. Is Akane in a similar position then? Plus, Kyoji probably doesn't know everything about Tsunashima. Maybe Akane's right, and he isn't as bad as he seems. It's possible. If that's the case, it's not his place to interfere, is it? Then again, that would just contradict what Shinta told him. Maybe Tsunashima's not all bad, but that doesn't mean Kyoji can bring himself to like the guy. Yeah, I mean, again, everybody has some redeemable qualities, but Tsunashima probably has less than most people. When he told Yamako the general outline of what happened. Why not? You'll be the only one losing out. And besides, if no one ever causes problems, how are people supposed to learn how to handle them? To begin with, kids these days are too soft. Having a problem student or two in class makes things more interesting. And if you're that problem student, I'm fine with that. It's not like you ever get involved in any really shady business after all. She gave him that carefree answer, but I don't get it. He's left feeling vexed. Some part of him even says that if it's not his problem, he should stay out of it. Kyoji sinks his face into his pillow and lets out a big sigh. Okay. We're on the next day, guys.